Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to
Healing Light Radio Show.
I'm blessed, brother. Blessed to get on here with the Healing Light one more time and doing it again.
Praise God. Praise God. I started get the techno going on there. That's pretty good. Intros he made for me was that one and the one it was kind of like alternative rock. I didn't get to that one, but anyway, it's all good. And it's awesome to start this thing going tonight. And anyway, I just love to see what the Lord's going to do. I know he's doing a lot of different things, and we're going to be talking about the Healing Light Show. Blessing is something God likes to do. He loves to bless you, folks. He loves to bless us. He is God that just don't want to do anything with you. He wants to bless you. He wants all good things for his, you know, for his children. He don't want everybody to have bad luck all the time and have tough times. He don't want you to have tough times. He wants loving things for his children, praise God. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about how God loves to bless his children. And, you know, you hear some Christians talk about it, and they get scared because God really wants to bless us. Man, for real, that's what he wants to do. He wants to really do something for us. And, yes, he does. He does want to do something for you, and he does to bless you and do good things for you. And a lot of churches, it's hard for them to say that. They don't like talking about that. They want to talk about hard times and all that stuff and God to get you through it. But no, God don't want you to have hard times. He wants you to have good times. What do you think, Jacob?
Well, the Bible does say that trials and tribulations are come, but it's to build character. So James 1:27, now I think this is verse 27. I'm going to have to go look it up later. So don't quote me on this, but I'm just going to say James 1:27. The Bible says that every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning, which means shadow of turning means he don't change his mind. And it also says that the gifts and the calling of God, calling is singular, the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. In other words, God's not going to say every scripture that's a promise in the Bible. God is a yes and amen God. God doesn't decide tomorrow if he changes his mind, he's not going to do it. Because the Bible says he causes his rain to fall on the just and the unjust, which means the reason that he likes to bless is because he wants you to believe.
Amen. He don't want you, to always. I mean, there is times that we have to go through stuff. stuff to train us to be better Christians, to be better people. You know, fire actually burns away the sin, burns away the old self, that helps us to die to ourselves. But God is not always trying to burn and tear you down and tear everything down. Yeah, there's a time and place for that, but there's a time and place where he will award you and, you know, show you awesome things and show you that, you know, show his love to you. So there's a lot of different things about that. And I really believe that, you know, Freddie, have you ever had God blessing you? You didn't even realize that, brother.
Oh, man. You want to have a test? You talking about God blessing me without even knowing it? Oh, man, brother, I got a good one for that. Last year, I'd say around the month of October, let's say, you know, I was hurting. You know, my pockets were hurting, man, and I was like, you know, I was the Lord was good, you know, providing. You know, I was able to, you know, faithfully give. But, you know, my money was coming in and out, man. I was making all this money, and within a couple of days, I'd be broke, man. Just barely had enough to scrape it out for the next paycheck. And I was just like, man, it was just like a continual cycle. And I was like, man, Father, what's going on here? I need a blessing, you know. Like, I got, you know, I'm doing my faithful giving here, and, you know, I'm walking with you, and I just don't understand where my money goes. You know, it just disappears. Yes. Thank you, Lord, for providing, and I'm getting bills paid. I'm getting debt paid off, and you know, once you know, I'm seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. Someday, I'm gonna be debt free. You know, you gotta keep battling one payment at a time, and you just keep going and keep going. Next thing you know, your debt is gone. But I was really struggling, and oddly enough, you know, I come one night home from work, and my father tosses me one of my bank statements, and he jokingly says, here, it's a check for you. And I'm like, yeah, right. You know, I'm like, yeah, right. I'm like, I'm hurting for money right now. And but something, the Holy Spirit just told me, open it up, open this up. You know, and 'cause when my dad said check, I'm like, hey, you never know. There might actually be a check in here. So sure enough, I crack open my bank statement. And in there is a letter saying that they were wondering what was going on with me, that if I needed another check sent to me or if they needed to void the check that they had sent to me, because it had been over 3 months that they were giving me notifications that they had mailed me a check for over $350. That the bank, I have no idea where this money came from. I wasn't about to dispute with the bank or wonder where this money came from, but they
or
gave me
the
a
bank.
Check for $300.
Yeah, you weren't going to fight with the bank either, was you?
Oh, no way. No, I took it as a blessing from the Lord, brother. And I just couldn't believe it, man. If I had opened my bank statements, because sometimes I just grab my statements and I just toss them aside. I don't even crack open my letters because everything's online now. You know, I just regularly I'll check in on my app, on my phone app, and I'll look at my statement and if the money looks right, and the you know the payments and the you know the purchases look about right. I don't think nothing of it. You know, I'll check in on my bank account every here and there. But man, boy oh boy, was I surprised, bro. I could have had that money like 3 months ago, bro. But God's timing was perfect. He was just waiting to set it up, you know, like, and I really needed that money, brother. And it came in, brother, and it was just a blessing, bro. You know, I was like, dude, it came at the perfect time, bro. So I'll tell you firsthand of the Lord blessing me out of nowhere, you know, just as a surprise.
Praise God. Praise God. It's awesome, man. And, you know, we had an awesome show this morning where we was talking about healing, deliverance, and talking about how to keep your healing and deliverance, and we just talk about different things. And we also was talking about blessings, how, you know, repentance opens doors for blessings. You know, a lot of times the enemy is going up into the heavenlies, up into the courtrooms of heaven and coming against you from the Father and saying, he doesn't deserve that blessing because he did this and he did that, and they did this, his ancestors did that. And right when you repent and you hand these things to Jesus, see, you know, when we're saved, we give all of our past to Jesus. We Jesus. He cleans our path, and then he opens the door for us to go to the Father. But then we get the a chance to repent and hand the things to Jesus. He gladly takes it from us. He doesn't look at your sins and say, oh, this is bad. I don't know if I can take that. No, he gladly forgives you once you give that stuff to him. And then what happens is when you do something messed up and you come with a repentant heart, Jesus takes this stuff from you. So a lot of times when you're falling out of grace, you're falling into sin, it actually puts up doors where when you come up for blessing time, the enemy's like, well, he don't deserve it. Remember what he did. And it actually starts holding these things back. But when you repent and you hand these things to Jesus, it opens those doors, praise God. And my brother Shane, he was talking about this morning how he learned about repentance. He learned about asking for forgiveness, and it opened all type of doors for his blessings. He handed his business to God. He handed his family to the Lord to take care of. He thought that he could handle it all himself, and he couldn't. He was trying to handle his kids, his family, everything, trying to worry about everything. And it was actually holding him down from his work and from all the things, all of his responsibilities. But once he handed all this stuff to Jesus, it actually changed things in his life. He started seeing blessings happen. Like I said, what we talking about this morning, he was a construction worker. He was a contractor. He had all the license and all the knowledge to build big buildings, you know, any type of building you want to, but he never could make it through there because something always would hold him back. But once he repented and he started handing things to Jesus, he started seeing these jobs come to him. He started seeing these things open up to him because he would repent of things he did, the things that he did in the past. Anything that the enemy tried to hold against him in the throne room, it actually was thrown down because he handed it to Jesus, because Jesus died for these sins. Jesus didn't die for you not to hand your sins to him. He died for those sins. He ain't going to judge you. He already paid for it. He just wants to receive it, praise God. So that's one of the biggest things. People don't want to talk about repentance. They don't want to talk about forgiveness. They want to talk about, you know, it's all done, it's all good, but their life is like in torment, and they're actually sick. They have no money coming into their house because they're saying this whole thing back. What do you think about that, Jacob?
Well, I view repentance as a blessing because the devil can't do that.
Praise God.
And so, you know, you can point and laugh at the devil because he can't do that. What there's no salvation for angels, but there's salvation for us. The Bible says that the angels long to look into the salvation of men because they don't know when they get excited about it when the soul gets saved, but they don't understand it. And once an angel, which is what Satan is, he's not a big dragon. Angels can't repent. Well, repentance was given to us, and so I view that as a blessing to be able to repent, because you can't repent and you sin once, dude, you're messed up for the rest of your life. You know, so I value repentance, and I value the blood and forgiveness, because the Bible says God's mercies are new every day. And so that's one thing I thank God for when I pray during the day. When I first wake up, actually, I make myself get into the habit of saying, Lord, I thank you for your mercies that are new every day. My wife needs his mercies more because she has to put up with me. But we thank God that his mercies are new every day, because we have to, you know, we have that safety net called grace. And that right there is what you're talking about in a nutshell when you're talking about all your stuff. It's grace, you know. And we need that, like, every single day. And actually, as ministers, we have to have it. That's how we do the work, is by grace, you know. And so, but I wanted to comment a little bit on what you were asking Freddie about, you know, blessings that God gives them, and he didn't see it coming. And, you know, the story of Joseph comes to my mind, and you know, in the book of Genesis. And, you know, Joseph got in a little bit of trouble. And the scripture said whenever he got put in prison, and when he got put in prison, whenever he got to Egypt, you know, he was trying to figure out why God had forsaken him. And Joseph didn't even see it coming. He was faithful in everything he did. He was made, you know, head of Potiphar's house, and he excelled there. He was put in prison, and, you know, a little while later, he was running the prison. So he was promoted everywhere he went, and he didn't see it coming. Well, he had those two dreams that he told his father and his brothers about, and he didn't understand them, and they didn't either. And through Joseph's, you know, Joseph's patience and excellent work, I mean, even though he was treated really unfair, the blessing came out in the end when he was promoted to governor of all of Egypt, and he was able to save Egypt from the famine, and he was able to help his family. And so that was a huge blessing that he didn't know anything about. And so I wanted to share that and, you know, and kind of contrast with what Freddie was talking about.
Hey, man, that's all, man, because, you know, Abraham's blessing comes upon the whole lineage there. And, you know, a lot of the Jewish people still has that blessing on their lives. It's like everything they touch turns into gold. I mean, you can see that today, that the Israelites has that type of blessing on their lives. And, you know, that blessing is not only for them, it's for those that comes to Christ, that's in the body of Christ through faith. When we're connected to Christ, we're covered by his blood, we are threaded in into that tree, into that lineage through Jesus Christ. And that blessing comes upon us. By real belief, we go to church, and they tell us we're supposed to be poor. And if we have any money, we're really bad people, and we need to give out the poor and live in shacks. And, you know, you don't supposed to have anything. I don't believe it. I tell people, I said, do you see a poor Jewish person? The people that is, you know, that came from Yahshua's lineage, that is the promised people. Do you see all them begging for money? No, you don't. You see them prospering. I know during the Holocaust, when they actually, you know, what happened to them and everything happened, that was a hard time, yes. But after they got out of that, the Lord's blessing came back upon them, and they started doing something with their lives. And, you know, I really believe if he wants his people to be blessed, I believe he wants the adopted sons and daughters to be blessed too. What do you think about that, Freddie?
Amen. I mean, there's no doubt that the Jewish folks, you know, being the direct descendants of Abraham, are very blessed. I mean, I like I said, I work in Beverly Hills. You know, obviously it's the city of millionaires, billionaires in some cases, and you know, it's a highly populated community with a lot of Jewish folks, and the vast majority are pretty well off. You know, they are all successful lawyers, successful you know, doctors, whatever, business owners. I mean, whatever field they get into, you know, it doesn't come just because the vast majority of them work hard. You know, they have biblical principles from the Old Testament on how to live their lives, based on the Torah, and they stick to them. You know, they stick to them, and the Lord blesses them. You know, they're very blessed folks there. Sure, you know, are there some bad apples? No doubt about it. There's bad apples in every bunch. You know, there's some dudes that got tied to the mafia, and there's some dudes out there doing drug businesses, and of course, but, you know, overall, you just see them get so blessed. And like I said, it's not just because, I mean, it's because of the Lord. And guess what? We as Christians can be just as blessed when we live by the commandments of our Lord and live in holiness and righteousness, do what we can, focus our end, you know, our efforts, really under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, try to walk in the paths, you know, try to pick the right careers that the Holy Spirit wants you to pick. And of course, our Lord Almighty wants us to prosper. I mean, there's nothing against, you know, you working yourself hard to be prosperous. There's absolutely nothing wrong. We carry that blessing as well. We just need to go out there, believe it in faith, get in tune with the Holy Spirit, and really ask before we make moves. I mean, that's our number one mistake. We do things in the flesh. We make wrong mistakes. We make bad decisions in the stewardship of our money, and some of us end up in some pretty bad spots. But, you know, thank the Lord Almighty. He's got grace, and he has mercy for us, you know. But, yeah, it's I see that blessing, you know, firsthand on the Jewish folks, and I see it for many Christian folks across the board as well. And unlike, you know, and even if we're not as successful where we would like to be, if you're in tune with the Holy Spirit, and you're in tune with God, and you're in tune with Jesus Christ, you're just happy, man. You know, you're blessed. You're just blessed. You appreciate the little things that the Lord gives you. You know, you do that little check, you do that little checklist. Hey, you know, is there breath in my lungs today? Man, I'm blessed. Am I breathing right now? Man, I'm blessed. You know what I mean? Another morning I get to wake up, Lord, and do your will, Father. Man, I'm blessed. So, you as a Christian, you take your perspective and you learn to appreciate the little things and not be too down about the bad stuff, you know, in surrounding you, your circumstances, because you know you have a God on that throne that's going to help you to get out of it, you know, if you solely trust in him and try to be guided by his Holy Spirit. You know, more often than not, we become very successful. Not always is it going to be monetarily, but we're going to have success nonetheless. That's for sure.
Praise God. Praise God. I want to remind everybody, if you need healing prayer tonight, if you need somebody to pray for you for healing, call that 515-602-9685. It's 515-602-9685. And this is for healing. If you need prayer for healing, please call in, and we'll be more happy to pray for you. Let me know where your pain level is. Holy Spirit will touch you right where you are. And I just invite the Holy Spirit to come in and bring healing and deliverance and breaking down walls where the enemy has put up walls where they can't have no financial blessing. I just command right now in Jesus' name that those walls are broke right now. I just command the blessings of Abraham to come upon each and every listener, praise God, that the blessings of Abraham will open up in their homes and their lives right there where they think that money is not going to come. They think something's not going to happen, but the Lord will come right in and just pour the blessings of Abraham upon each and every one that's listen to this right now where you're waiting for a check. You're waiting for a check and it's not came right now. I just command right now that any demonic being is keeping that thing broke down. I command that thing to be bound and threw into the abyss. I command that the barn doors of blessings that God has in heaven to be open upon your life, to be open upon your family, and to bless you, praise God. Lord Jesus, I ask you just to open these doors for these individuals right now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, touch every single one that's listening to this. I know they ain't really watching it right now. They might be seeing a microphone and the Healing Light Radio on there, but they're actually listening to this. And just bless them, Lord. I just send the Holy Spirit out there to touch them right now. Holy Spirit, go and touch them. Fill them up from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet right now in Jesus' name. I just command the Holy Spirit to go and bring healing and deliverance upon each and every one that's asking for this healing. They're asking for this deliverance. The things that they don't understand, I was asked for wisdom to be put into their minds, wisdom to fill them, let them know things that they never knew before. Let them know things only the Holy Spirit knows, praise God. Let them know what to do in their job. Let them know how to invest in the right things. I just command every spirit of calamity right now. I bind and rebuke every spirit of calamity, and I cast it out of their home. I cast it out of their minds. I cast it out of their being. I cast it into the abyss outside this world in Jesus' mighty name. I just command all this stuff to be broke loose. these fences. I just see there's some people that have fences around them. It seems like no matter what they do, that fence, they run into like this wall of fence. And I just ask right now, the angel of God bring a bulldozer and tear down those walls around them, for they'll be free. Free indeed, praise God, that those walls are broke down around them and the blood of Abraham is poured upon them. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. Like I said, anybody that needs, you know, needs a prayer tonight, call that 515-602-9685. We will be back. We're going to go into a song right quick. We will be right back.
No more am I at my end.
Praise God. That was an awesome song. It's an awesome song. It really actually brings people right into what we're talking about. Praise God. That was an awesome song. It brings everybody back to what we were talking about. There's nothing impossible for Lord Jesus Christ to change things in your life. There's nothing impossible that the Lord cannot fix. There's nothing impossible that the Lord cannot heal. There's nothing impossible. He does the impossible. He's the author of impossible, praise God. What do you think, Freddie?
Amen, brother. He is the God of the impossible. There is nothing our Lord Jesus Christ cannot do. So we just have to have the faith and believe it, you know, have the trust that he can do the impossible, you know. Every sickness, disease, issues that you have monetarily or whatever is going on around your world, all of it has to bow the knee to our Lord Jesus Christ, because there is nothing greater than our God or above it. So we go out there, we believe it, and everything happens.
Yes. And I hope you guys are liking this radio show. This is something we threw together this week. This is something that's been on my mind for a very long time to do with the Healing Light radio show. This is like an experiment that I came up to throw upon of all the airway, praise God. This show will be put on the Healing Light radio show on Blog Talk, or on Blog Talk Radio, but it's going to be put on the Healing Light television channel, which you will actually see late at night. It actually will come on late at night. So I have the Healing Light radio show late at night. You can listen to all the radio shows. You can listen to awesome teachers. We have some awesome teachers that teach the Word of God. And plus, we have some awesome music you can listen to. So it's a lot of awesome stuff you're able to listen to late at night. And plus, we got awesome programming during the day. It teaches you how to walk in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Teaches you, you know, shows you how to go on the street and pray for the sick. You actually see real miracles happening. There is no fake miracles happening on the Healing Light channel, because I've actually worked with some of these guys. I actually know some of these guys. They're the real Holyfield. Praise God. There's nothing fake here on the Healing Light channel. Most of us walked in the power of God. We saw Jesus heal tons of people. We also got a walking miracle here, Jacob Phillips. So, you know, he can tell you about it, can't you, Jacob?
I got a few stories.
Praise God.
Yeah, I got a few. So, yeah, I've been doing this for 18 years. So, I got several books worth. So,
Amen. Jacob, tell us some things where you saw the Lord come in and you didn't know it was a blessing, and then enough, it was a blessing that the Lord put into your life.
Man, I was just sitting here thinking about that. I mean, just me being married and having the place that I have to live in. I live in a townhouse, and it's, you know, it's two story. And, you know, recently my wife and I were talking. One time we were in the car. This has been recent. We were in the car riding down the road, and she's like, you know, I like where we live, because ever since I was a little girl, I've always wanted a two-story home. And I'm like, well, now we got it. I mean, anyway, you know, with my situation, like, I can't drive. I had a surgery when I was 14 years old to reconstruct my skull, and somewhere during that, they said I had a stroke and damaged an optical nerve, my optical nerves, and so my wife does all of our driving, and that don't stop me from preaching and talking. I just can't, you know, but nevertheless, the blessing in all of this is, like, you know, because, like, for years and years and years, when I was younger, because I lost it at 14 when I had that surgery. So for years and years and years and years, I was trying to figure out, what am I going to do, you know? And so to make a long story short, like, we have two cars here in our parking spot, And, you know, we wanted a car to be able to travel in. We wanted one for here in town, and we wanted one for just strictly traveling purposes. And my wife always said that she wanted, you know, at some point she eventually wanted to get another vehicle, and she wanted a Toyota. She wanted a Toyota RAV4. Well, that's what we have. And so anyway, just the house I live in, I've been out of debt my whole marriage. We've been given everything we have, like two houses. We've had five or six cars. And that's a brag on God, because in my own strength, I couldn't have done this because, you know, my wife didn't want me working when we got married. She wanted me to concentrate on ministry. We weren't doing a whole lot of stuff when we first got married. I was just beginning to build the ministry up. And so, but I mean, I can't say enough about the goodness of God. We've never, I would encourage people that are trying to get out of debt, don't give up, because being debt-free is probably the greatest feeling you'll ever have outside of the Holy Spirit. But, you know, we've been extremely, extremely, extremely blessed in our life. I mean, you know, we're givers, and I feel like that's one of the reasons that we're so blessed. You know, we help people with groceries, you know, every once in a while and this and that. But, you know, those are blessings. It's a blessing to be able to help somebody.
Praise God.
It's a blessing when you have more than enough to do something for somebody else. Because this life ain't about either one. This life is about none of us. So, but that's been my experience, man. I mean, a guy who was born the way I was and then had a surgery that really messed him up more, you know, and all this kind of stuff, and, you know, kind of like lost in life at that age. And having the stuff we have, I'm like, dude, only God could have done all this, you know, because I never saw a way forward in my own physical strength. You know what I mean? So.
Yes, that's awesome, Jacob. It's awesome to hear that. But yes, it's I could probably have a 100 stories of how God has did things for me. You know, we've had, you know, I'm a hardworking man. I don't really you know, I support my family. I'm the only one working in my household, basically. And you know, what I make is how my family you know, is provided. And, you know, I got down sick a little bit, maybe about 3 or 4 weeks, about a month ago. And anyway, I was out of work for 3 to 4 weeks and no money coming in. And the place that I work for, they don't pay you being out. So, but anyway, we was needing money for groceries and for many different other things. And sure enough, neighbor across the street saying, I know you ain't feeling good. I know what you're going through. I won't give you an envelope. $100 bill. All of a sudden in the mail, $100 bill, pay for groceries a week. Next week, God has provided groceries each and every week for us, and we don't know how it came to be. And we just saw God constantly provide for us and doing some awesome things for us. And, you know, the family of God came together, was helping. I was like, I couldn't understand how this was happening. And, I mean, I can go on with stories that God has just reached down and touched us. And my wife told me, she's like, Stan, you know, we're going through hard times, but God always comes through. You know, when you get in that hard time, you get into your flesh, you're like, oh, man, what am I going to do? You know, if you're the man that supports the family, you get down and out because you know that God expects you to provide for your family. You're supposed to work hard and bring home the, you know, the finances to your wife and to your kids to help support them. And when you're unable to do that, you don't like that. You don't feel that, you know, that manly feeling that, you know, a man needs to feel. So, you know, I was feeling down the dump because I could do anything. The only thing I could do was, you know, lay in bed and help around the house. So, and that was about it. But God came through and helped us with that. And there has been many a time where we thought that there was no way for help. And God would come through that would bless us and show us that he is still God. He is still our Lord and Savior. He is still our provider, praise God. That's what it's all about, is him revealing to us that he is our provider. He is our Lord and Savior. He is everything. He provides for us. As, you know, in the Garden of Eden, before Adam and Eve fell, God provided everything for us. They didn't have to ask for a thing. He provided every single thing for them. Now, when Jesus came into this world and he got into his ministry, Jesus actually showed this one other time to all the people that was sitting in the middle of the desert and no food. He told the disciples, he said, bring that basket up. They said, well, we only got one piece of bread and two fish. What can we do? We can't feed these thousands of people. He said, just give them to me and we see what the Father does. Put in a basket, pray for it, boom. They fed every single one of those people was sitting there wanting something to eat, praise God. God provided a supernatural miracle right in front of all those thousands of people that was listening to Jesus, praise God. So if he could feed thousands of people, praise God, and save the Israelites, he actually saved the Israelites, got them away from the Egyptians, fed them, all type of different things. I mean, just took care of them when they was needing help. So if he can help all these people, what can he do for you? You know, it's crazy how people fall to themselves all the time that they need this, they need that, but they don't really, they say things to God, but they really don't take it to heart and know that he's going to do that, man. I'm talking about when you're throwing hard times and you put all your trust in God and that he provides. I was listening to this one story about this lady. She was a, what was it? She was a single mom with a handful of kids working a job. One day she was out of job. They had no food in the house. They actually put plates and cups on the table and said, we're going to pray until the Lord brings somebody to put food on our table. And they sat there prayed for 30 minutes to an hour, and all of a sudden, boom, 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 there's a bag of groceries sitting on their step, praise God. Then the next day they had no groceries. They had nothing. Same thing. They prayed and prayed. Here comes a food truck, and all of a sudden something fell off the back of the food truck, and there was something to supply them for their groceries for their meal that day, praise God. So it shows you right there God provides. And I'm telling you, if you put your trust, now we talk about faith. Faith is actually trust. What do you think, Jacob?
The similar story to what you just told, there was a man back in the 1800s, a German immigrant that moved to Bristol, England. His name was George Muller. I encourage everybody listening to this, go to YouTube and look up the biography of George Muller. He housed and fed over 10,000 orphans in his lifetime, and the work is still going on. And George Muller decided, he actually took a vow of poverty, and so did Lester Summerall, but we'll talk about that some other time. But he took a vow of poverty and didn't really take anything other than money for his personal needs, but that's what happened with him. He prayed. There was a couple of the years when the orphanages opened up. They had plenty for about 2 years, and then things got skinny. And instead of asking people for money, the dude never asked anybody for anything. He said, and he made a famous statement, if I can open an orphan house and take care of these orphans, because there was a bad orphan problem in England at that time. They were put in workhouses, or they were on the streets, and a lot of them died because they got sick. And, you know, the cold weather and stuff. And so so he prayed. And they would sit all the orphans down to eat and put all their stuff out. And somebody would come up and say, well, we don't have any food. What are we going to feed the orphans? He would go off and he would pray. Next thing you know, he heard a knock on the door and the bread man would come by. And he said, the Lord woke me up last night and told me that I needed to make bread for the orphans. And there would be enough, you know, there would be enough food to feed the orphans. And so he did everything by prayer and faith. He didn't use any fundraising, any fundraising deals or anything else. He never he told people about his project when he preached in the church, but he never asked anybody for money. He never asked anybody for a dime or anything else. And he's got a very, very inspiring story. And there's a lot of people that had their life changed by the way he operates. So,
praise God.
I think faith is a huge thing. And faith goes two different directions. You can have faith in God or faith in the devil. Anyway.
Yep. But faith is basically trust, ain't it, Jacob?
I agree.
Yep. It's trusting that when you ask, you receive. And I know there's a lot of times that God will test your trust. You ask for something, he'll hold it back just for a little bit, see if you're going to just blow up and run away, or are you going to keep on praying, and all of a sudden, he brings a boatload of stuff to really put you into that blessing and to make you ready for blessing. And some people thought, I want to ask God for $1 million. I want this big house, a big airplane, all that stuff. The first thing I want to ask you, do you think God wants to destroy you? There's some people can handle finances like that. Some people can handle that stuff. But there's some people that once they would receive something like that, they would destroy their lives. They might would fall into drugs. They might would fall into bad situations, because a lot of times when you fall into finances like that, it enhances what you really are. If you're an awesome person and you really love people, you have plenty of money to give out, praise God. But if you're a greedy person and you don't really like people, you're going to do some bad stuff with that money, I'm telling you. So I really believe before he actually releases that type of funds to somebody, he actually checks their heart. Now, the devil will give it to you all day long. He'll give you $20 million and watch it break you and take all your kids turn all your kids into drug addicts and kill off all of your family and watch you fall to your knees and laugh at you because the money that you couldn't actually handle. But God would never do that. He will give you nothing that you can't handle, praise God. So that's the answer to all the ones that want to become millionaires overnight, thinking that they're going to pray, and all of a sudden a big old bag of money is going to fall on their lap. And, he will provide for you. If you've got a ministry and you need that building and you need that house and you need that stuff, yes, and you're ready for it, he will provide it for you as quick as you can snap your finger. If you need that place or you need whatever, you need that property, you need that land, he will open that up for you because you're ready. But if you're just wishing for crazy things and you know that it ain't something that you want, that it really hurts you if you actually receive that, he doesn't want that. But first thing that he knows that he can bless you, he can trust you with it, and you're good with that, he'll open those doors for you. Because I hear a lot of people said, well, God will just bless me all of this, I'll be good. And I'm like, how are you now before that blessing comes? Are you a faithful person? Are you a loving person? Are you trying to help folks out? Are you trying to do good things with that? That's the big question. How are you in your heart? Because whatever you are in your heart, when that tons of, when that all that money comes to you, it will enhance that. It will enhance it. It will make it worse. If you're a greedy person, you come into a lot of finances, you'll be even worse. So what I'm telling you is heal yourself. Be very obedient to God. And then God will bring those blessings to you, because when you're actually obedient to God, it opens more doors for blessings. What do you think about that, Freddie?
Amen. There, Stan. I mean, let's go to what the Bible calls faith. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Well,
praise God.
What does it involve? What does that involve? Hoping on the substance of things. You know, that involves trust. That the substance of things are not yet seen are going to come to fruition. There's got to be trust in the equation there. So
Yeah, I mean, just to piggyback on the story that you were talking about earlier, Stan, about the woman just getting miraculously given groceries at the door or whatnot, you know, food truck dumping food off. You know, my little brother had an experience much in the same way. You know, he acted on faith that the Lord was going to provide for him, and you know, he left the same job that I was that I currently work at right now, and he took somewhat of a paycheck, kind of like a cut in salary, kind of, to go do full time ministry with a church that wanted to hire him like as a youth pastor. So he went out there and he left my job, which is union, very stable work, you know, he left my job and he went and did that, and it was going good for him, but somehow it just didn't work out with him in the ministry there, and he ends up quitting. Well, when he quit, you know, as we all know, if you quit a job, you can't file for unemployment. You're pretty much on your own there, you know, when you quit. So for a long time there, my little brother had to solely, and it's not like if he didn't beforehand, but he had to solely trust in the Lord to provide for him. And it got pretty bad for him. It got to the point where he was months without work. He just could not find work. And I remember him praying to God, "Hey God," and at this point he was already married to his wife, so it's just him and his wife. They're like, you know, how are we gonna make ends meet? You know, like how are we gonna eat? We don't have food for groceries. And at this point, keep in mind, he was already like borrowing money from family members. He was already like, you know, it was getting to the point where he just couldn't no longer keep borrowing money from family. And in comes a knock at the door one night, and he opens the door, and all of a sudden he's got full groceries dropped off to him. To this day, he has no idea how those groceries got dropped off. He has, maybe it was a mistake. Whatever it was a blessing from the Lord. So, you know, I can tell you firsthand of people going through those experiences. And I myself, you know, there's been times like, Lord, huh? You know, I remember just a few years back, I was struggling with debt, and, you know, I was starting to get into the groove of faithfully tithing and faithfully offering, and there was times where, like, man, Lord, like, what do I do here? Like, if I tithe here and I give here, how am I going to make bills happen? So, I mean, the Lord will always find doors for you. I mean, I there was times where I'll give my tithe and my offering, and he would open a door. I'd be able to pull a cash loan from like one of those check cashing places, and then pay it back later, you know. The Lord was just molding me, just having me grow my faith, knowing that eventually the blessing was going to come, you know. And sure enough, you know, as time progressed, I just kept doing it faithfully. Now, keep in mind, beforehand, living a life as a prodigal with this same job, making all the money I make, I never gave a cent to the Lord. You know, I never gave anything. And so, you know, now I'm walking with the Lord, and now I'm like, okay, I gotta do this in faith. I want to do this in faith. That's the most important thing. Is if you're doing things out of obligation or because you feel like that's going to give you more credit or with the Lord or whatever, nah, man. God wants you to do it willfully and out of faith. Trust in Him. That's what He really wants. God is rich. He doesn't need our money. He's the God of this universe. He's the wealthiest being in this universe. He doesn't need it, but He wants what He wants, and He doesn't need you. He wants your faith. He wants your pure heart to do things out of willful joy, willful obedience to Him. And man, oh man, He'll reward you openly, like it says in the Word of God. And He did so for me. I mean, I can tell you firsthand. I went from struggling bill to bill to just sitting on some amazing blessings. And like, I all my needs are met. thank the Lord Almighty. And it's made me a very good giver. Like, it just, it doesn't even hurt to, like, give, do your tithes, do your offerings, and then even in some cases do a little extra on top of that when you can, you know what I mean? So it's wonderful. Folks, if you're having money issues out there, you know, first and foremost, pray to God and help him. Tell him to guide you with the Holy Spirit to make you a better steward of your money, first and foremost. And sometimes, to get out of money problems, you got to give. You know, you got to give faithfully. You got to give money to get out of money problems.
It's tried and true.
It's tried and true, folks. I mean, ask anybody who's ever faithfully gave the blessings that have come. Not only, let me touch a little bit on Malachi. It's not just money, folks. If you want the all around blessing, when you faithfully give, the Lord says he will rebuke the devourer. You know, the devourer comes to destroy everything. And it's a spirit. And if you want the Lord to rebuke the devourer, by all means, give in obedience. Give in obedience and in faith and willfully with a good heart. And you'll see the devourer get rebuked every which way.
Pray for that right now. Right now, in Jesus' name, we rebuke the devourer right now. The one that's removing all of their blessings, all of the things that God has given the devourer right now. We rebuke that being. We bind that demon right now. We cast it out of their bank account. We cast that out of their wallet. We cast it out of their finances, out of their investment. We rebuke that thing, and we cast that thing out in Jesus' mighty name. That should no longer attack their finances in Jesus' mighty name. But you're right. And there's so many types of different giving. There's alms giving. And then there's tithes. Tithes is a lot different than almsgiving. Tell about that, Jacob.
Well, one more thing. Let me interject real quick. I forgot to touch on these points. And like I said, folks, it's not just money, and it's also not just about the devourer. You also get favor. You also get you'll get good health. I mean, it's an overall blessing, folks. When you do this faithfully in obedience, with a good heart, you know, when you give.
Praise God.
I believe I really believe that we're blessed to be a blessing.
Praise God.
And you know, and so I mean, if you're blessed with a little bit of extra, you know, the Bible says, real quick, let me see, what's that scripture? I like pulling scriptures out of thin air because, you know, you and Stan give me a whole lot of room to be able to do that. So I like to just back it up with scripture, everything we talk about. And so I think it's Ephesians. It says, let him who stole, Ephesians 4:28. Yep. Thank you, Lord. I just brought it to my mind. Ephesians 4:28 says, let him who stole steal no more, but let him work doing something good with his hands that he might have to give to those in need. Now, I understand the Bible says if you don't take care of your family, you're worse than an infidel. But really, to be honest with you, your faith is not in that paycheck. And if it is, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. Because it takes more faith to keep a job than to get a job. You know, you don't know if that job's going to be there tomorrow. You wake up every day and hope that you're going to have it. And so, after you get done taking care of your family, you need to find, that's a good practice. You need to find somebody in need. You need to find somebody in need, if at all possible, and make this a habit. Find somebody in need if you've got a little extra. And sow a seed to somebody, you know, help them out. And the Bible says those who help the poor, they lend to the Lord, and he pays them back.
Amen.
Make that a lifestyle. You know, giving should be a lifestyle. And it's not really so much giving, it's just being a blessing, you know.
Now, Jacob, what is that called?
What is that called?
When you're given to individuals, you're given to the homeless, you're given to that's in the Bible, it's called alms, ain't it?
Yeah, alms. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called giving alms, but that should be a lifestyle. It should be something it should be something that's done on the regular. You know, and there might be times you can't do it, but I'm just saying that it would be a good thing to practice. You know, maybe, you know, start out small. Yep, nothing wrong with starting out small. I know a story of a guy here in town, and I told his mother that I was going to tell this story to anybody I got a chance to tell this to. This dude sells cars. He started with one car lot. Dude's got four used car lots in town here. Okay, he started with one. Now he got four. And he's got four car lots. Okay, this was a few years ago. A few years ago, he went in to talk to his accountant. And his accountant said, you know, you made $325,000 this year? And he said, no. And his accountant goes, you gave away. And hear this clear. He gave away $70,000 that year.
Praise God.
Gave away $70,000.
Wow. Praise God. Praise God.
Awesome, I'm going to tell you something. Now, his brother gives and does the same thing. His brother works at the car lot with him, and he doesn't give on that type of scale. But the dude started out small, okay? Now he's got four lots.
Wow.
And that one year, he gave away $70,000.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. But there's a thing in the Bible, you know, the Lord actually talks about, you know, arms. If you give with one hand, don't let the left hand know what you're giving. So when you're actually giving these things away, you don't supposed to go and say, hey, I gave Johnny $20. You know, he got him to give him something to eat, or I gave the homeless that. And what it actually says, it says that the blessing that came with it, that came from that, seen by the Lord, if you do that, is actually. It's like you destroy your blessing when you actually say anything about that. Now, when it comes into tithing, you're able to tithe, and you might could do some of that, but when you're tithing actually into the kingdom of God. And that's a whole different situation there. So a lot of people don't understand a lot about giving and how God's system works when it comes to that, and they get mixed up. And, you know, the tithing is very important. Now, tithing is different than alms. It is. It's completely different than alms. Tithing is when you're giving to the help of the gospel, giving to the help of God's work. Now, alms is when you're helping, you know, the homeless, helping, you know, the people that need help, you know, around your community, maybe, you know, somebody that's running in hard times. That's alms. And that alms is that whatever you actually gave to them, they can't give you that back, so God repays that back to you, probably in triple folds. But you're not allowed to tell a lot of people about that. There's a lot of people that do. There's a lot of people that do, but those blessings that was promised to them, they're not unable to receive it. But the ones that hands that stuff out and finally tries to keep it to themselves and do the right things, that's when the blessings is handed over. So you see these people that gets on TV and they have the person beside of them. We just gave Johnny $60 today, and let's take a picture and see what he looks like. Look here, look what we done. That's when you actually lose that blessing when you do that. If you give Johnny $60, nobody should know about that except for maybe your accountant and you know yourself. That's how that's supposed to work. If you're out taking pictures and doing all that stuff, biblically you lost that blessing. You just gave him $60, you get nothing out of that. So, you know, God ain't going to bless you with that. But you're supposed to bless Johnny and go around and bless somebody else. And that's how that normally works. People don't understand that, and they don't really know their word to understand that type of thing. But God won't bless you. When you bless people, he wants you to be like him. He wants you to reflect who he is, praise God. And, you know, he pays you back triple-fold. He has more than enough to repay us. He owns the whole universe. I mean, what does he need, you know, praise God? He takes care of all the things in the world, praise God. It talks in the Bible. He said he takes care of the birds. He takes care of the plants. He takes care of everything. They don't ask or need for anything. He automatically supplies them with that, praise God. So why do we cry and holler?
Yeah, God is like one of those kind of fathers that you know, statement people make about, like, you know, what do you buy for somebody that already has everything, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I was thinking about when you said that, like, God is that father who has everything. What can you give him that he don't already have?
that's right. That's right. And he talks about, you know, asking, you shall receive; knocking, the door shall be open. It says in the Word of God that, you know, he knows what you need before you ask. He's just asking for you to ask for it, to ask him for it, because he loves to help you with needs. What do you think about that, Freddie?
Man, God takes care of everybody, man, from the birds to the bees to how much more his children. You know, we are his children, and it's funny what Jacob said. Yeah, I mean, he's like that dad. You know, there's nothing you can give him that he already doesn't have. But there's something that he wants, and he wants us. And he wants us to walk in obedience to him, and he wants us to be saved. And I imagine that brings a lot of joy to him when we give ourselves heartily to him. So that, I think that's probably one of the things that we can give to him that he probably really does enjoy a lot outside of the monetary stuff. So definitely,
yeah.
I mean, he's an awesome God. He's an awesome father. He's a provider. He's a healer. He's in everything. And by all means, folks, whoever listens to this now or in the future, he's waiting for you. You know, he wants you. You know, he doesn't need you. He doesn't need Stan. Doesn't need Jacob. But guess what? He wants us. Isn't that a beautiful thing? He wants us. You know,
Thank
isn't that
God.
So powerful? So, So get to know Jesus,
yeah.
and he'll change everything around if you give him the opportunity. That's for sure.
Praise God! I actually really believe that he actually created us for this. And that we just woke up and figured that out, praise God. God creates us for him, praise God, for us to do his will and his work. And, you know, like I've told people, you know, God has a purpose for us and the enemy has a purpose for us. And it's our choice which one we want to step. We step into God's purpose, you know, awesome things. He's going to protect you, keep his arms around you, and guide you. But if you want to go on to your own purpose that you're trying to create, and you step right into the devil's purpose, ain't nothing there. You're on your own on that one. It's like, well, you don't want a purpose. See how you can work out your own purpose and work out the one of them. And normally, you fall on your face into a ditch and you start crying out for God to put you back on that purpose. And you know, I see hundreds of people going through that. They, you know, the enemy's led them wrong, and they're looking for Jesus, and Jesus never gave up on you. If you want the Lord Jesus Christ in your life tonight, if you're going through rough and tough times tonight, he got his hands out for you. It's just like, you know, Paul and the disciples in the boat, and all hell was breaking loose out on the water, and Jesus at the front asleep, and they were just in this torment. They was, you know, they was in a storm. You might be in that storm in your life right now, and you know, and the disciples told one of the disciples, go wake up Jesus. He can calm this storm. He calmed this storm, and he woke up to Jesus, and Jesus was like, you can do this yourself. If you just had a little bit of faith, you could do this. And he stood up and said, storm depart. And all the waves went, and the clouds went away, and the sun came out. See, a lot of times we got to run to Jesus like that, where he can stop these storms. And if you don't even know Jesus, I'm telling you, say this prayer with me right now, brothers and sisters. this prayer, if you're in the depth of trouble, if you're in the part where you don't know which way to go, give yourself over to the Lord. Make yourself His, where His arms can go around you and protect you and guide you. It's like this: you're thankful for your God. There's no many other ways. You're Jesus's, or you're the devil's. That's just the way that is. It says in the Word of God that Jesus is the only door to the Father. There is no other door. You can't go to Buddha, Muhammad, all the many gods that the Hindu has. There is no other God but Yahshua. That's why the path is narrow, because there's only one way. But Jesus says, my yoke is easy. He didn't say, you know, follow me is going to be very hard. You're going to say three Hail Marys a day. You're going to have to do a jumping jack. And you're going to go and pray for 20 people a day. And then you might say, no, he says, my yoke is easy. Well, that means you have to have faith, have to have trust in him when you receive him, praise God. And that's what it's all about. You get saved through that faith, and you ask him into your heart. So if you want to receive Jesus Christ right now, say this prayer with me, folks. Say, Lord Jesus, I repent for my sins. I hand all my sins to you, Lord Jesus. I believe, Lord Jesus, that you died on the cross for me. I believe you rose on the third day for me. And I ask you into my heart for eternity. Lord Jesus, I submit my life to you right now. I submit my life to you right now. Come into my heart. I ask it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you just said this prayer, the Lord Jesus Christ has came into your heart, you will probably feel it. You'll probably feel the Holy Spirit come into your heart right now. I just release the Holy Spirit amongst these people that just said this prayer right now. In just name of the Holy Spirit, fill them up from above their feet to the top of their head with the Holy Spirit. Father God, we ask you to fill your children up with the Holy Spirit right now in Jesus' mighty name. Just refill them right now. And the ones that's never been filled with the Holy Spirit, fill them up right now. Baptize them in the fire and the Holy Spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Now ask the ones that actually said this prayer tonight, has never said this prayer before, please find a place to get baptized, get immersed in water. If you live in the North Carolina area, get in touch with me and I can get you baptized. If you live in the Louisiana area, Jacob can get you baptized. If you live in the California state, get a hold of Freddie, and he can get you baptized, praise God. All of it. We're at different parts of the United States, so we can find somebody to get you baptized. So I really believe that's really important. That's the indication of you dying to your old self and being raised up a new person in Christ. You're dying in the grave with Jesus. Then you're raised up in resurrection with him, praise God. What all that represents. Praise God. Amen. Go ahead, Jacob.
Oh, man, you caught me off guard.
Yeah, let me interject real quick. Just for you people that have never been saved before, just to back up what Stan says real quick, it's in the Word of God. It's in Romans 10:9. And I also read 10, and this is why we all, as believers of Christ, believe in this prayer, because it comes from the Word of God. You know, it says in Romans 10:9 that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So the Word of God is clear and it's true. It also says in verse 10, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So believe in your heart, folks. Say, you know, confess it with your mouth, and you are saved. So welcome
praise
to the
God.
Kingdom.
Amen.
Romans 10:13 says, all who call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Praise God. So you don't have to do it.
Acts 4:12 says that, for there is none other name under heaven by which a man can be saved. Jesus is the only way. If you don't go through that door, you can't go through any other one.
Praise God. And, I mean, you don't have to do push-ups and set-ups and do all the rituals that some of these religions says to find Jesus. The only thing you got to do is say it and mean it with your heart, and he comes to you, and he comes inside of you and makes his kingdom inside of your heart, praise God. So when you say it, you mean it, you got him, praise God. It's that simple. It's not that hard. I mean, I've heard preachers try to make salvation so hard that it got people running from Jesus. Man, that's too hard. I mean, I've got to wash your car. Then I got to give you a tithe, and then I might get saved, and then I got to do this, and I got to do that, and I got to go through 20 baptisms. That's a lie. That's not biblical. That's not biblical at all. You know, Jesus said, my yoke is easy. He didn't say my yoke is hard. So, you know, just say that prayer. Go back and say that prayer that, you know, I just said, and the Lord Jesus Christ will come into your heart. Praise God. He loves you. He wants to live with you. He wants to save you and bring you to his Father. That's the whole reason he died. It was to bring you to his Father. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, he said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know why his burden is light? Because you ain't the one carrying it.
Yeah. He took it. You know, we have some of these churches trying to make your burden really heavy. and it's not like that. Jesus already took those burdens, praise God, didn't he, Jacob?
He did, bro. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting your cares on Jesus because he cares for you. Cast your cares. That means in burdens, the reason his burden is light, it's light on you because you're not carrying it. He told you to cast. If you're not casting, you're carrying. And you should be casting.
Praise God.
Sorry.
Praise God.
I am a preacher, and I tend to get wound up really easy. So,
Yeah, that's why we all here, man. But anyway, that's right, man. You really got to cast those burdens on Jesus. And, you know, because sometimes I really believe an individual can get a religious spirit. And a religious spirit, Satan actually created a religious spirit to push you away from Christ. The religious spirit wants Jesus to be so hard that you run from him, or you run right into the devil's arms, and then he takes you, you know, to hell. You don't want to go there. So, you know, that's what the religious spirit is for. And when you start feeling that coming inside of your body and it's trying to take over you, start reading your Word of God and start understanding what Jesus done for you. And then that freedom opens up, because when you're free in Christ and you love people, it makes you want to change. It's just what it does. Praise God. So we've got to talk about a lot of things tonight, didn't we, Gus?
Yeah, we had a good time. We always have a good time.
Amen, amen. We're touching on a lot of points, that's for sure.
Praise God. And, you know, we got 41 minutes left. Guys, if you want to call in for prayer, we love praying for people. I want to see somebody get healed tonight. And, you know, they're probably getting healed and getting delivered and set free for their finances and for their blessings tonight, because I really believe the Holy Spirit's on this right now doing that. But if you want prayer for your healing tonight, dial 515-602-9685. Call in right now. We'll be more than happy to pray for healing. And, you know, that's what it's all about. We want to see somebody get delivered and set free tonight. We still got a little bit of time left, so that time is there. And while we are waiting for you guys to call in, I'm going to go ahead and play another song right quick. And I see Psalms 27, so I'm going to go ahead and see what that's all about. Here we go.
Lord, it's a strong hope.
Praise God. Welcome back to the Healing Light Radio Show. I want to thank every single body that's not watching, but listening to us tonight. It's been an awesome time here preaching the word, talking about the blessings. There's a lot of places that's not used to talking about the blessings. I even feel people on here get kind of scared about talking about blessings. So we're so used to the church saying you got to be poor all the time. But right now, I really believe we need to know about the blessings, how Jesus really wants to touch you, and you deserve those blessings, praise God. And I want to thank you, Freddie, for coming on here, brother.
Oh, thank you, Dan. Thank the Lord Almighty. He set it up for me to have time to do it this week, and it was a long time coming, and I'm glad to be on here, and thanks for having me.
Praise God, praise God. Always, thank you so much, Jacob, for being, come on here and co-hosting and all that, brother.
Oh, yeah, dude, it's fun. We've done this before, so we know what to expect.
Amen. But we're a little bit better at it than we used to be. So
we are. It took us a while to get, you know, to jive, but we got it down.
Amen. With all the computer stuff getting better and stuff now, the other day it was like a complete experiment that we was going through. It was the launching of the radio show here on social media. So I've never did anything like this before. This is something new for the Healing Light Ministry, and it's worked out pretty good. But we're trying to get more people to call if you can. You've got anybody that don't feel good, sick, that's got anything, you can have them to call in that number. We'll be more than happy to pray for you guys. And please share this program, and subscribe to the Healing Light YouTube channel. The more that you give likes, more that you share, the better off that you help our channel and help people hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's always important to share and to give us thumbs up. And if you ever would like to donate to this ministry to help keep this radio show up and going, you go to HealingLightMinistriesNC.org, HealingLightMinistriesNC.org, to help pay for this radio show. If y'all don't, I do, so it's all good. But anyway, it helps us out with that and helps bring blessings to help keep things up and going, praise God. But anyway, we would like to pray for everybody that's listening. Right now, in Jesus' name, we just release the Holy Spirit upon these people right now. I'm going to hand this over to Jacob. Go ahead and pray for these folks, man.
Father, I thank you for everybody that's listening, and I thank you for everybody that will listen. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we just speak life. Excuse me. We speak life in the name of Jesus to everybody under the sound of this this radio show right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for spiritual, physical, and financial blessings. Father, we thank you, Lord, for well bodies. We thank you for financial breakthroughs in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, God, for the unexpected blessings. Lord, we thank you, God, that you're a good God, and the Bible says that you're a good Father. I love that song. Father, we thank you, Lord, for all the things that you've done for us, Lord. I'll say what my pastor always says. Lord, we thank you for the cars that we drive. We thank you for the clothes on our back. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the homes we live in, that we have a roof over our head. We thank you, Father God, that we have finances to make it through each week. Father, we thank you, Lord, and God, for those who don't have, Father God, you said in your word that you give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you take care of the just and the unjust in the name of Jesus. Father, Matthew 6 says that you take care of even the birds who never spin or toil or worry about anything, and you still feed them. So if your eyes on the sparrow, your eyes sure on us. So, Father, we thank you for your love, your mercy, your kindness, your your generosity, Father God. You're a good Father. Lord, we thank you for the people. Lord, we thank you, God, that somebody's life is being changed tonight in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, God, for every salvation and every healing that comes through this show in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just do all of this in your glory, for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord, just right now, I just command bones to go back into place. I command broke legs. I just command right now that bones in the legs will be healed, to be healed, throat to be healed right now. I just command somebody that's got a sore throat, something wrong with the throat. I command that throat to be healed right now. I command anguish to be broke. I command that spirit of anguish to be bound and rebuked. I command that thing to come up and out of that person and leave them in Jesus' mighty name. Anguish, you have to leave now in Jesus' name right now. I command anybody that's got sore feet, got problems going on with their feet, I command them to be healed right now in Jesus' name. I just ask for the Lord Jesus Christ, for everybody's listening to my voice, for the Holy Spirit to go through and bring healing and to break off depression, a spirit of depression. I command a spirit of depression to leave now. Go now in Jesus' name, spirit of depression. The spirit of insanity. Somebody has a spirit of insanity that's been hitting them. Spirit of insanity, I bind, rebuke you. I command you to leave this person in Jesus' name. I command you to go into the abyss right now, outside of this world in Jesus' name. Leave this person's mind and you leave now in Jesus' name. I just release the Holy Spirit, the fire of the Holy Spirit, to go through these people, bring healing and deliverance right now in Jesus' mighty name. And so it is. Amen. I want to thank all you guys for being home here tonight. I want to thank all you guys for actually listening tonight. And, you know, please share this program, because what will happen is that you'll get more people saved. You'll actually see how God will actually use this thing to bring healing to many other people. Praise God. So we hope that you come back in here. We'll be back on, I'll say, we will be back on next Thursday. We should be back on here with another radio show. And we hope to see you guys next Thursday. God bless you, and we will see you then.
God bless everybody.
Well, late one night she started to cry and thought he ain't coming home. She was tired of the lies, tired of the fight, but she didn't want to see him go. She fell on her knees and said,